This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver's business leaders gathered Thursday at the Denver Metro Chamber of Commerce's annual State of the City luncheon. Denver Mayor Mike Johnston told the group the city's economy is strong, even though 1,000 companies have left the city center and commercial real estate value is way down.
We also know there are some significant challenges the city faces, and we know those challenges also directly affect our economy, and they affect people's desire to do business here, to live here, and we want to make sure and address those issues as well.
Johnston told the business leaders he would take on four big issues in his first year as mayor: homelessness, housing affordability, downtown Denver's economy, and public safety. This weekend, the Ute Mountain Ute Tribe in southwest Colorado begins an online learning platform to preserve their language. Here's CPR's Elaine Tassi.
Nuegia, which means family in Ute, is an online learning platform that has already collected audible versions of hundreds of words from elder Ute speakers. On July 29th, the tribe is rolling out its next part, which offers 28 interactive lessons. This is Juanita Plentyholes, who directs the program.
Everybody knows words. Some don't know how to put those words into phrases or sentences. So we're hoping with this tool, it'll help them to develop more and be a user of the language more.
The 2,100-member Ute Mountain Ute are one of six tribes doing a funded language restoration project through a $200,000 five-year grant. I'm Elaine Tassi, CPR News.
A couple of high-altitude destinations in Colorado are open again today. Two 14ers that have been off-limits since March because of landowner liability concerns. Mount Lincoln and Mount Democrat, south of Breckenridge, are the two 14,000-foot peaks that are reopened, at least temporarily. This is CPR News and KRCC.